Seniors showed up in droves at last weekend's Repair Cafe as the monthly event series moved over to the Maple Ridge Senior Center to help breathe life into an assortment of beloved broken and damaged items. In addition to repairing all kinds of items, the Repair Cafe volunteers also loaded up a bunch of recycling from the senior residents, saving the elderly locals a trip to the recycling center, explained Repair Cafe organizer Leanne Cohn. Read also, Maple Ridge Repair Cafe records busiest day ever. Not only were seniors showing up with their broken possessions in tow, but there were also plenty of older volunteers on hand to help repair items. One of these senior volunteers was Claude Gamake, who explained he's been involved with Repair Cafe events in Maple Ridge since the very start and has lost track of just how many he's done. The first one was right here 7 years ago, said Gamake. Instead of focusing on a certain type of repairs, Gamake said he does a bit of everything, which he credits to the diverse work he did during his career. I started off on the end of a shovel digging for the plumbers in 1970-ish. Then they asked me if I wanted to be an apprentice and I went into my apprenticeship and became a plumber, said Gamake. In the 1980s, the economy dropped off, so I worked for a propane company for 20 years up north in the Yukon. I got to fix everyone's heating appliances and whatever else came along because the company sold fridges, stoves, you know it, they'd bring it to me and I'd fix it and send it back out. Eventually, Gamake moved away from the propane business and transitioned into construction for a few years. The last job I worked on was the Abbotsford Hospital, he said. The last 7 years of his career were spent as a gas inspector before he finally retired in 2013. I still tinker at home. I build things, and fix trucks and tractors, said Gamake. I'm into fixing things. I get great joy out of bringing life back to something that's broken. Out of all the Repair Cafe events he's been a part of, Gamake has come across a wide array of items, but one in particular stood out in his mind as a unique find. A lady brought in a chrome or silver mandolin and it had a music box inside, he explained. I took it apart and said, did you know there's a decanter in here? And she had no idea. There was a bottle in there with a cap on it so you could play tunes and drink. Read also, bottle drive for Operation Christmas Child in Maple Ridge. One of the many other seniors who lent a helping hand at the most recent Repair Cafe was Sheila Pratt. Pratt is one of several seniors who specialize in sewing repairs and fixes a variety of quilts and fabric items that come through the Repair Cafe events. Although she never sought out sewing as a profession, Pratt guessed that she has been doing it for approximately 70 years. I started when I was in school and I've just been sewing ever since, said Pratt. The next Repair Cafe will be on April 20, when the event will be in the Memorial Peace Park bandstand as part of the Earth Day celebrations.